and thank you for joining in our remote Holy Thursday service as we remember Jesus last night before being crucified. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving Lord, we pray that this service will be a time of remembering your love and sacrifice atoning for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, we praise you and thank you that you love us so much that Jesus suffered unjustly and died on the cruel cross so that all who accept Jesus may be saved and assured of eternal life. As we worship, our hearts are conflicted as we agree that our sins cost you so much, yet we are filled with praise and thanksgiving that you gave yourself for us. As we remember your love and sacrifice, we pray by remembering we love you more and we love each other more. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Prince.
Our scripture lesson is Matthew 26, verses 36 through 39. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but you want." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we prepare to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, it is fitting to consider the events of the last night of Jesus' life on earth. Matthew informs us that Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane. We often hear it referred to as the Garden of Gethsemane. It is actually an olive tree grove. Located in the olive grove was an oil press. Actually, Gethsemane means oil press. The olives would be harvested and taken to the oil press, which was like a split level of two tubs. The olives were placed in the top tub and then pressed so that the oil of the olives ran or spilled into the bottom tub. The night Jesus was about to be betrayed, denied, then killed the next day, he goes to Gethsemane to pray and then be arrested. Luke 22:44 tells us, "In his anguish he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling on the ground." The night of his betrayal, the night before he would suffer his trial, pre-crucifixion torture, and agonizing death, Jesus prayed in the grove of the olive press, the place where every bit of available oil is pressed out of the olive. Jesus prays as every fiber of his being, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, is pressed. The next day, his blood will flow as the oil of the olives. As we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, I would call your attention to two thoughts. First, obviously, we remember the love of Jesus for humanity was such that his impending suffering was to the point that he was as pressed as the olive from the grove in which he prayed. Secondly, do you sometimes feel pressed? Do you feel that if one more demand is made of you, or if you receive one more request, or if you receive one more stress-filled or sad message, the life will surely be pressed out of you? Remember Gethsemane, the grove of the oil press. Jesus understands as no other person can. And as I remember Gethsemane, I am reminded that regardless of how pressed I may truly be, it cannot compare to that of Jesus. Even so, Jesus knows, Jesus understands. Jesus cares. And if your situation is such that you are not delivered from that which presses you, Jesus knows that experience as well. Because Jesus understands, he will hear our plea and he will answer our prayer for our good because we love him. I invite you to experience the peace and assurance of the one that knows more than anyone what it is to have the life pressed out of them. And we remember that even if the pressing lasts for a lifetime, Jesus knew and tried to teach his disciples that following the pressing, there is victory. Following the death, there is resurrection. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we thank you that you love us so much that you suffered having the life pressed out of you for us. And gracious Lord, we thank you that if there are those this day that feel like the life is being pressed out of them for whatever reasons they may be struggling, may they be reminded as you prayed during your final night on earth in the grove of the olive press, that you know, you understand. And it's through your strength and it is through your power that we endure the pressing and we come out on the other side in victory. As you died, and then you were resurrected. So most gracious and loving Lord, this night we praise you and we thank you as we remember your love for us that took you to the cross that made the way for our salvation. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. And we remember that on this final night of Jesus' life, he instituted the sacrament of Holy Communion, whereby when we receive the sacrament, we commune with him in a most special way, a way in which we can and no other way. And this day, we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, remembering in a most special way Jesus' love and Jesus' sacrifice for us. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." At this time, let us receive the sacrament. Thank you.
crucified, my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there?